There. By the way, where are these microphones coming from that I'm looking at here?
I don't know. Did we steal these microphones, Terry? Where did they come from? They look... Oh, okay.
He was at some kind of flea market, I think, and picked up something.
Yes.
Two-for-one deal as
they
well.
They look brand new.
Well, with us this morning from the Fitness Center is General Manager Brad Calabrese. Good morning.
Good morning.
Music is an important part of this exercise. I mean, is that, I guess, as Craig says, keep you going? It energizes them and makes it seem more fun?
Absolutely. It just, you know, it keeps the place a little lively. And it's, trust me, our members, it's a hot button topic. You know, we've got to have the right music for the right genre at the Fitness Center. I know even, you know, a lot of times when I'm working out on the treadmill, I kind of take it by songs. You know, I'll go hard for one song, I'll take it back for another song. So, you know, you can kind of incorporate your own little workouts to the music going on.
Sometimes the music, because if they're songs, they have a certain length, 3-4 minutes or something. You can kind of maybe figure that out. There's also the tempo, beats per minute, and whether you try to incorporate that into how
right, especially a lot of our group exercise classes. That's the strength of our facility. You know, one out of every three people come in, they take a group class here, and our instructors are able to really cater the exercises they do in those classes to the beats per minute of the music.
What about the age of the participants? There's always something, you know, different music has different effects on people of certain age. They don't like this music, it sounds like noise, or I enjoy this music, that type of thing.
Right, it's the happy medium. Like I said, even with the overhead music, we take it in everything from a 60s, 70s mix to adult contemporary to pop hits. I think we have 4 or 5 throughout the week that we play.
So, Brad, tell us what's new here as we approach the midway point of 2019.
You know, we have a lot of new things, but a lot of, you know, good old things that we just keep going with. We're coming up on the Avon versus Avon Lake Community Challenge. Registration for that will start this coming Monday on the 22nd. That's $15. It's a 12-week program that will run from the end of May till about the middle of August. Avon residents can come in every Wednesday, do whatever they'd like here, whether that's a group class, use the pool, use the weight room, the courts. Avon Lake, same deal on Thursdays. Any residents can come on all day Thursday. We kind of tabulate their points, and at the end, we'll pick a first, second, third place for those participants, and then we'll give the city a plaque. So this is going to be the fourth year we've done that. Avon Lake has won twice. Avon has won once, so maybe Avon will be coming back this year. We also have a couple, you know, as we are part of the hospital, we like to say, you know, we're the fun part of the hospital. The hospital does a great job of treating those with certain conditions. And again, we try to make them well again. So in particular, we have a great Parkinson's exercise program that we run Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at this point, looking to grow that program a little bit more. And then we also have a cancer exercise program. So for those that are either in the treatment right now or in remission, we have cancer exercise here. So those are a couple new programs or programs that are, you know, just being launched this year that we're ramping up again this spring.
What goes into exercise programs for people with certain diseases, illnesses that might be different from just regular exercise programs?
You know, depending on the different ones, I mentioned the cancer exercise program. Really there, you know, the exercise is going to improve some biometrics for those participants, but what we're really aiming for there is the wellness aspect and the quality of life. What we've found is those that go through that program, their quality of life will go up. It's about a 6 to 8 week program. And from the beginning to end, just the metrics of, you know, how they feel each day, just happiness levels and, you know, how they're doing their day-to-day activities. We want to affect that. Parkinson's exercise, what we've found is currently we do a delay the disease class, which again focuses on more day-to-day activities of those going through Parkinson's. We do a yoga. So again, trying to, you know, do the whole mind-body aspect. What we're going to bring back is a class called Rock Steady Boxing, where they go through really a boxing training program. And what the research has found with that is that type of a training program actually is good for a Parkinson's patient, as it'll help reduce the amount of the tremors.
So this is all technology or new science related to illness and how that works with the body? Because sometimes there's one mindset of how to treat something, but as with your discussion on everything, it's sort of a whole whole concept, the whole
right,
concept.
Right. It's holistic, and I mean that's the great thing about our fitness center. You know, it's not just some free weights and treadmills and bikes. You know, I'm obviously behind us right now, we have the racquetball courts. Right next to us, we have the gym. You know, we have a lap swimming and a warm water therapy pool. We certainly, like I had mentioned, you know, we have about 120 classes, everything from aquatic exercise classes to group cycling classes to yoga, Pilates, Zumba, weight training classes. There's a little bit for everyone right now.
And always there is some sort of new, and I would use the word trademark, type of physical activity that comes that you either incorporate and see that you have done something similar, or you try to add new things to it, like the Zumba that came up. I'm looking at different things related to this one. Says body combat, body pump. There's all these other types of things that
right that we have a suite of programs that's really internationally branded programs called Les Mills programming. So body pump is a group exercise class that incorporates literally barbells, so it's more of a weight training group exercise class. Body combat, think more along the lines of a kickboxing type class. Body attack is on there. That's more of a cardio-based type class.
Does this require you, and maybe they provide you with, here is the items that you need in this class, or this is that sort of thing? Because most of these, I would assume, have some other than just the person and the instructor and a towel, there's other things that need to be part of that class.
Yeah. So. I mean, depending on the class, you know, we have to get the certain equipment for that class. One of our more popular classes and more unique classes, it's called Pound. So there's weighted drumsticks, and it's basically a group exercise class using drumsticks and doing certain movements, whole body, not just arms, with these drumsticks. You know, you might be, you know, drumming on the floor, on a mat on the floor, drumming on an exercise ball to the music, you know, to your point, to come right. Full circle with that.
And that just gives people another way of having fun, something different, to give the brain other things to do. Because with any kind of exercise, the more you do it, the body sort of becomes used to it, or your brain thinks this is what's coming up. If you have something that's a little different, it can kind of, I guess, work your whole body or do things, use muscles that you may not have
absolutely
used.
And it's a fun class. You know, sometimes you just give a peek in and there's these people just, you know, all doing this choreographed drumstick. So it's a really fun class. People like it.
How do you get people to sort of become more accepting of this? Or maybe it's the type of people that are attracted to those classes, to be more extroverted, because I mean they're basically, you know, if you take the music away and put them out and stuck them out on the street doing the same thing, it would be some kind of crazy movement in motion. But I guess the fact that it's in a group,
it's... Well, you know, anything in a group, there's the big social aspect with it. So, you know, it holds people accountable. You know, they're coming with their friends. Hey, are you going to body pump tomorrow? Well, I wasn't thinking about it. Well, I'm going. You got to come with me. So, you know, again, there's the social aspect to it as well. And it keeps people coming. It keeps members retained here.
Talk a little bit about your aquatics program, too, because people can use the pool to exercise on their own, but you have a full array of classes, especially in the morning and at night.
Right. We do about, I want to say, 39 classes in the aquatics area between the main lap pool and the warm water therapy pool. In the warm water therapy pool, we might cater some classes to, we have some certified arthritis classes. We do a water yoga in there. More of the therapeutic classes we'll use that warm water therapy pool for. We maintain that pool at about 92, 93 degrees. In the lap swimming pool, we'll always have lap lanes, at least two lap lanes available. It's currently about a 5.5 lane lap swimming pool. Depending on the size of the class in there, we'll do a little bit more of I don't want to say hardcore, but more challenging aquatic classes in that pool. Although we don't have a truly deep pool, it goes to 5.5 feet. We do some classes in the deep water that might require some water belts with that. More in the shallow end, we have some water dumbbells, and you know they'll incorporate water gloves, everything.
Better weather is on the way. Soon people can spend a little more time outdoors. You have an outdoor track here, but you also have a tennis court. Will there be tennis and or pickleball this summer?
Absolutely. We're going to bring pickleball back. There's already a big demand for it. I'll probably be putting the nets out this week, if not today, right after I get done here with the warmer weather. So we currently have two tennis courts, and then we have, on one of the tennis courts, we have two pickleball courts. So we'll probably be bringing back what we call Pickleball Tuesdays. and opening that up to the community a little bit more this year.
Where are the racquetball players? Craig, we've been here all morning. I don't see one single ball bouncing or anybody wearing a headband getting ready to play.
They'll be in soon, but, you know, racquetball, they are very dedicated on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, we always say, you know, we need more courts. We need more courts. And I say, come on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, you know, I look like I have a purple head
right.
at that point in time. But
purple
they'll be in here, and they're a very dedicated group.
And you see a lot of the same people book the same hour. If you're here frequently, you see them do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a member will throw me off. You know, it might be a morning member. They'll come at 4 in the afternoon, and I'll be like, oh, my goodness, you're throwing off my entire day. What time is it?
You exercise people in your routines. That's what it becomes. And I guess that's the way to make exercise work in your life is to kind of make it a routine so you know to stop in. We came in this morning, and there's already got people coming in or leaving that have done their morning workout, and now they're on for their day. So you have a wide hours open, right? What time do you open?
Absolutely. We open at 5 a.m. We have a very dedicated 5 a.m. group that literally would, you know, I think they can almost open the club by themselves. They're on their autopilot at that point in the morning. They come in, they're lined up at the door, they get their workout done, and then go about their day. And then, you know, likewise, we do close at 9 at night, but we have a good core group, you know, of that quote-unquote the after-work, after-dinner crowd as well that come in at about 7 o'clock, get their workout in for about a couple hours.
Go ahead. I was going to say, go ahead.
Well, you have a number of fitness specialists here and also personal trainers. Talk a little bit about that and what's available to people who might want a little bit more.
Right. Included in everyone's membership here, that's really what the fitness specialists are for. They help you, you know, really achieve what are your goals. You know, some people it might be losing weight. Some people it might be gaining muscle. Others it might be, you know, doing a better job with balance, posture, stability. That's what they're here for on a day-to-day basis. They'll take you through a fitness assessment. They'll do complimentary blood pressure checks each and every day. You know, that's, I think, a little bit of what differentiates us because, you know, we're more medical-based. A lot of our members who may have been, you know, may have gone to their doctor and their doctor says, you're hypertensive, you're pre-hypertensive with their blood pressure. We want you to go exercise. So they'll come here, whether it's every day, every other day, whatever their routine is, meet with our fitness specialist before and after their workout, get their blood pressure checked. We keep it all in a database. Then when they go back to their doctor, they can get that printout to their primary care physician or their cardiologist and say, look, here's my past month or my past 2 months pre and post workout. And the physicians see that and say, wow, you know, where are you going? You know, who does this out there? And I think they appreciate that tracking as well.
Well, they're just looking to get their patient better. And
absolutely.
And it's just another advocate for their health other than just saying, the doctor told me to do this, I don't know. And this gives you somebody, as we talk about, sort of that incentive of a group or a peer that kind of gets you moving as well. What about any kind of technology that's worked its way? We've come here for many years. You've been here for quite a number of years. And always there's an upgrade. What is fitness like in this, you know, decade? Smartphones, apps, anything like that apply to any of the,
you know, fitness? one of the cooler things that we've brought in the past year and a half, we have what's called an in-body bioimpedance scale, if you will. It's a very, very expensive and highly analytical bioimpedance monitor where it can literally tell you the segments of your body. You know, it'll break down your body composition, right and left arm, trunk, your visceral fat, so the fat you store around your waistline, which is a disease indicator for in the future. That's been great. That's, again, offered to all of our members. We're going to incorporate that in our community challenge this year as well. So every participant or even any member here can get that done. We just book an appointment with our fitness specialists. So that's been some of the newer technology. We do have an app. I was just told by another member, they, you know, a lot of our members, they want to know when the group exercise classes are going on. They could check that on their app. They can book their massages or their training appointments and things like that on the app as well.
Right. That way they can get here and sort of get immediately into participating in some exercise or make sure that they have the time
and
the place for that. Well, we appreciate you hosting us again for another year for our spotlight on Avon and sharing a little bit of what's happening here at the fitness center.
We appreciate you guys coming. Thank you very much.
Thanks. We've got lots more coming up, Craig. Coming up, we'll be talking with the mayor of Avon, Brian Jensen.